Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Nothing scares a Democrat more than the truth. And it gives me absolute pleasure, joy, people, to get up in the morning knowing that those people, those leftists, have to scramble 24/7 to keep people from learning the truth. While we slept peacefully in the bosom of our Lord and Savior, these people were scrambling down, committing their, working with the devil, I'll put it that way, in order to cover up their lies. And I'm talking about they have the most amazing things to keep going. That's the hardest leftist work at anything, folks, is corruption. You can't outwork a leftist when it comes to corruption. Give them a real job, and those suckers are the laziest people on the planet. But give them something to cover up, and you cannot outwork them. And think about everything that's got to get covered up. We cover it every day, but it has to be repeated. Let me ask you, what do you think you have to do to cover up Hunter Biden's lies? To cover up not prosecuting this man for being a deadbeat? Getting us entangled, which, by the way, isn't a crime, but it is the way he did it. The guy who gets kicked out of the Navy, was put in the Navy just for polish on his resume, gets kicked out because of drugs, promptly gets a DUI, goes into rehab, daddy expunges the record, he goes into rehab, flunks out of rehab, and what's he do when he gets out of rehab? He marries his dead brother's wife, cheats on her with a prostitute slash dancer, a skank, has a baby by that lady, doesn't claim the child, and then when he finally is forced to claim the child due to DNA, doesn't want to pay child support. Oh, but while that's all going on, he's flying on Air Force Two with his daddy to countries, cutting deals in areas that he knows nothing about. His dad claims that that his son is not using his influence as he's flying with him on America's second private jet. And every time he goes somewhere, they end up cutting a deal for millions of dollars. He sits on boards of companies that people normally, you have to have the most stellar resume to sit on the board of a company like that. And I could go on. And this is a person that the president of the United States, the fake president, describes as the best guy that he knows. He's in cahoots with the Chinese spy, Russian oligarchs, and is doing business with crooked companies in Ukraine, one of the most crooked countries on the planet. And that's for starters. Now, what do we know that he's done? We know that he's gotten us involved in some shady business because his daddy will not do anything against the Chinese, allows them to fly balloons over our country, and I can go on and on and on. It's almost like a rinse and repeat of every show because I want to give you this litany of things that Hunter Biden's done, and I ask you, how do you cover that up? Where's that money going? Hunter Biden gets a $2 million loan from the lawyer that's working with him who paid off his tax bill. And nobody's looking into this? Why is he doing it? How is Hunter Biden good for $2 million? Maybe they're really good friends. But boy, I tell you what, my friends, y'all better step it up. Shoot. Because I'm going to tell you what, my friends don't loan crackheads money. I don't. If you're a crackhead in my family, you say, hey, kid, man, look here, man, I'm about to buy me a house, buy me a car, you about to get out of my face. Get out of my face. I'm not loaning you money, crackhead. You ain't going to give me my money back. Forget it. But how do you cover that up? Joe Biden is the big guy. He got 10% of that money. You know what the Democrats are doing? They are scrubbing every piece of evidence. They have the top people on the planet trying to bury records, bury transactions, and all kinds of stuff to keep the Biden family out of trouble. Or maybe they aren't. Maybe they finally have gotten to the point where they're done. They're waking up. They're tired of the grind, the daily reality of being a leftist. and protecting the Bidens. By the way, that's only one thing. What about Fauci? How are they going to protect that little leprechaun? The daily grind against insanity, folks. They're fighting sanity. The Democrats fight sane policy. And they know it. They live it, but their wokeness won't let them live it out in public. So the word is they're prepping to dump Biden. Maybe we'll get to that. You want to dump the guy. I wouldn't blame him. Look at the baggage that comes with that family. And I'm going to tell you, the dam's going to break. The water is going to crest the levee. There's going to be a point where they have to jettison the Bidens. The Democrats, either, look, I'm not going to tell you, there was a time when I could practically guarantee you that we would get our act together. I can't do that anymore. They cheat too well. I do believe there will always be a faction of people like myself who will live off the grid and who are not going to capitulate. We're not going to bow down to whatever happens in the world. I think of the movie Terminator, you know, where that little underground ragtag group of people led by Reese, you know, has to come back into the past to save the world. Well, I fancy myself as Reese, being sent by John Connor back to save the world. I feel like that now at times. But I will tell you, I'm undaunted. I'll never give up. My team will never give up. It's the way we're made. We're the people that will pick up other people's trash. It's just how we're built. Today I do want to talk about something. I keep threatening to talk about this Jordan Peterson thing, and I am going to talk about that. I have to find a clip where Jordan gets really handed his butt. It was amazing that he just rolled over that easily. And it's not a criticism of him, because he's a brilliant guy. But it's a criticism of if you aren't convicted and understand that. In other words, I don't come to my convictions lightly. That's why it's a conviction. I come to it after a lot of careful thought. And I think most of you who've listened to the program, you've probably known me for years, or you've heard me for years. In some cases, I have lots of friends. They've known me. You know my convictions. They haven't changed. And they're not going to. So, you know, I don't know how he changed. But anyway, we'll talk about that. But I do want to talk about equality versus equity. Because that's what leftists, we're parsing words over something that can never be achieved. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Leftists create unsolvable problems, then pretend that they want to solve the unsolvable problems. In other words, they create chaos, and then they feast on it. They make crazy amounts of money on it. And you, if you don't believe me, give me your thing you think that can that they've solved. I've asked this question many times on this program. Tell me what they've solved and what they've defined. Have they solved race problems? Have they solved gender problems? Have they solved, pardon me, immigration problems? Have they solved global climate change? Have they brought world peace? Have they solved medical problems, Medicare for all, medicine for all, whatever? Give me your crime. What have they solved? Because anything you give me, I guarantee you, I can give you how they grabbed the money and how the problem has done nothing except metastasize. You ready? Anyway, Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. Folks, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255.
Leftists solve the racism problem by creating racism. CRT does nothing except divide the country. That's what they do. Gender issues, instead of having two gender divides between men and women, now we've got 70 gender divides between all the different freak shows on the left that now want their day in the sun. Show me where they've brought people together, where we've collectively looked at our humanity and said, you know what, this is what we face as a world today, and we will solve this problem collectively together, and we won't care about all the idiosyncrasies and individualities that exist in the over 8 billion people that walk the planet today. But they don't do that. It's always an issue. And you know what the issue boils down to? This problem that has been going on for a while, but that academics have now studied. Reagan said the worst thing you can hear is I'm with the government and I'm here to help. The worst thing you can hear is welcome to my class in liberal arts. Because that's ruining this country. All the different studies. We have to study gender and race, and not just race in general. Like, let's study all the races, and you know what we'd find if we studied all the races together? We'd find out we're human. That's why they call it the human race. And don't misunderstand me, there's a leftist out there mad that human has man in it. Yes, it's that trivial, it's that petty. The human race. Study us all. I've been observing. I mean, I'm Copernicus for all intents and purposes. I've been looking at the stars and going, you know, it's really funny how that tends to be there. The moon moves over there, and then a month later it's here, and it's cycling, and the sun's over here, and it gets cold, and you're jotting this stuff down in your little notebook going, this is very interesting to me. I watch people. I want to understand them. I want to know what motivates them. And what I've learned is, this is going to sound really weird, but human beings are the same all over the world. Their motivations are the same. How can we have such uniformity in the human condition and what we call human nature? How can we have that? How do we know that there are going to be greedy people, that there are going to be slovenly people, that there are going to be envious people, etc.? All the range of emotions, every single thing that happens to a human being, there's not one place where human beings exist where that whatever hasn't happened. Let me put it this way. Do you think that humans are frustrated, not frustrated in Sweden? Or they're not frustrated somewhere in, you know, the deep dark recesses of Africa? Do you think they're not envious? You could take a tribe of pygmies that have rarely seen outside civilization, and I guarantee you there's envy. It may not be as manifest as it is with us, because we have too many things to be envious about, but there's envy. People can be petty. Human beings can be petty over lots of things. There's not one single thing that's happened in the human condition that's limited to a particular group, a particular ethnicity, nationality, whatever. Nothing. It may occur more or less just because of circumstances, but there's nothing that any group of people has a monopoly on. Nobody's more criminal. Nobody's, in other words, take the Amish. The Amish has a criminal element in it. I know it sounds bizarre, but they do. They have a criminal element. People have been killed in monastery. Again, may not happen as often as it does in, say, Detroit, but it happens. Yes, cardinals are envious of each other in the Catholic Church. Nuns are envious of each other from time to time. Whatever. Give me your condition. Give me the best of persons. And I'll tell you, they've experienced whatever emotion you've had. Even if you're a serial killer, that emotion has occurred in ordinary people. If you don't think an ordinary person has said, boy, shoot, I would love to kill that son gun over there, whatever, it happens. So you don't need to play these games. Now, you either don't act on it, or you're just, it's a fleeting thought or whatever, but don't, your mind works the same as everybody else's. Mitch McConnell took a tumble And I'm going to talk about something else. I want to talk about equity and equality here in a bit, because that's the thing. But I do want to talk about Mitch McConnell. He fell at dinner. And it was funny, they wrote, Mitch McConnell fell while eating dinner. What, was he standing? Was he eating and standing? I doubt it. Did he fall when he got up to leave dinner? What the? It was funny how they wrote the story. I was like, can you guys write better than this? Did he? I wonder, was he table dancing or, you know, doing Lord of the Flatbush or whatever, Lord of the Dance on a table and fell while he was eating a baklava? How did he fall? And at the end of the day, I don't really care. I don't care that how he fell. It was just more of a curiosity. Because here's what I would tell you. At 81 years old, he's outlived his usefulness. And I think Mitch McConnell, I'm not going to tell you what to do, because I'm going to be talking about another old clown here in a bit, Bernie Sanders. But don't you think you've had it long enough run? This is the guy that is siding with the Democrats on January 6th, hates MAGA Republicans, hates Trump, has completely divided the Republican Party, the elitists from the grassroots Republicans. He's been a horrible speaker. And he's fallen. And he can't get up. Don't get him up. Leave him there. Maybe his wife's name? Chow? Maybe she and Mitch can go live in China now and do what he... It seems like he's very favorable to China. It would not surprise me, folks, to learn that his wife is a spy. I'm not saying that she is, but I wouldn't be surprised in the least to find out that she's a plant. Well, despite what I think about him politically, I hope he gets well. But I hope he gets well enough to decide that he's done with politics. At 81 years old, you've got better things to do. You should. I think they're drunk on power. He's just like John McCain. Drunk on power.
Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News update. About 17 million people in California and parts of Nevada are under flood watches as heavy rain continues to fall and turns into massive flooding. California Governor Gavin Newsom's asking the White House to quickly approve an emergency declaration. President Biden's touting the strong labor market, as reflected in the February unemployment report.
I'm happy to report that our economy has created over 300,000 new jobs last month. And that's on top of a 500,000 jobs we added the month before.
While the economy added the jobs because more people entered the labor force, the unemployment rate actually increased to 3.6%. A California bank is out of business. The FDIC shut down Silicon Valley Bank over fears it may not have enough cash to operate. A major venture capital firm told clients this week to get their money out of Silicon Valley Bank. Rich Johnson, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The more we learn about the left, the more we understand how evil and deceptive they can be. I just saw this. We're going to talk about equity versus equality here in a second with Bernie Sanders, because this dude gets stumped. And I want to play the clip. But anyway, they say, testimony before the House Foreign Affairs Committee revealed that the woke rules of engagement prevented snipers from taking out a jihadi bomber who would soon kill 13 Americans. This was during Biden's botched Afghanistan withdrawal, the one that they said was the best ever. The administration and the media celebrated it as a major victory. They said this news certainly would have been kept under the rug had Democrats remained in charge of the House. They could have saved the lives of 13 Marines, and they wouldn't give the kill order. Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. I love this conversation we're about to have between equity and equality. I love it because you can't figure it out. And as I've said many times, there is no end to leftism. They tell you, spend X trillions, millions of dollars in fighting poverty. Still got poor people. They talk about reparations for black folks. You could give every black person in America $5 million and 98% of them would be broke within 2 years. You're never going to make it even, equal, equitable, anything. We'll get into the definitions, but I want to make you understand what these people are trying to do. Equitable. How about the equity in saving the lives of those 13 Marines you could have given a kill order for? How about the equity in the people who are waiting in line for the legal immigration system versus these people that are invading us through our border? You know, I could give you so many examples that it would just be an example show. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Here's Bill Maher asking Bernie Sanders to define equity versus equality, and then pick which one you think is the best.
Confusing equality of opportunity with trying to guarantee equity in outcomes. Okay, that's interesting, because I think this word equity has come into the language in the last few years, and before that we didn't hear it a lot, and I think a lot of people hear equity and they hear equality. They think it's the same word, and it's not the same word in the same concept. So how would you differentiate between equity and equality?
Well, equality, we talk about
I don't know what the answer to that is.
I wish you could see his face.
Come to think of it, you know, equality is equality of opportunity. All right? We live in a society. We want all people to have whatever color your skin is.
Equity, I think, is more guarantee of outcome, is it not?
I think so.
Okay. Yeah, so which side do you come down on?
Equality.
Equality.
Yeah.
Okay.
I swear, I wish you could see Bernie Sanders' face. He's lost. He's like, equality. So I'm going to give you the definition. I looked this up at the George Washington University website, the Wilkins School or whatever it's called. I don't know what the school was called, but I looked it up, and they write, equality means each individual or group of people is given the same resources or opportunities. So if you gave, as I mentioned, give every black person in America $5 million, you'd create instant black millionaires. And within 2 years, 98% of them would be broke. They would be given equality, more than equality. It would be, they'd be given an advantage. And what would be the excuse then? So now the fallback for the left is, well, what about equity, Kevin? Equity, they write, recognizes that each person has different circumstances and allocates the exact resources and opportunities needed to reach an equal outcome. So I'm going to ask you this question. Are either of those achievable? Either. The only place that something like that is achievable is in a manufacturing process where you're making the same widget and you're doing it to exacting standards and you've got statistical process controls. And I'll use an example. If you're going to make a screw, the screw's not going to complain if he's 1/100,000th off from the other screw. If the screw will screw into the socket, it's good. The screws are equal. And are they equitable? I don't know. One may be used to hold up something, another maybe use a hole something else, but the screw isn't going to complain that I didn't get this job and you didn't get that job. But let's dissect this thing, which, by the way, I find it funny that the senator, a sitting senator who's looking at legislation all the time that's got diversity, inclusion, and equity, DIE, in it, they call it DEI, I call it DIE, in it, he doesn't have an answer. And neither does Bill Maher. And they're going, well, what is that? But is it? And you know what they're really saying? We can't figure it out because we figure we're all equal. We've all got an opportunity here in America. Either you take advantage of it or you don't. So let's talk about equality. Show me equality. In the real world, show me equality. I will tell you, twins are not equal. Identical twins. I watch those brothers that do that show, the building show, but they rebuild houses, model them, and all that. They're not equal. I can look at them. They're not equal. One of them may be a little more handsome. I mean, you may go, well, Kevin, you're splitting hairs. No. People can see. I can see the difference between them. They both look like Harry Connick a little bit. Not exactly great-looking guys, but they're not ugly. But while we're on the subject, they're not the best-looking guys. As I like to tell people, everybody can't be a Chippendale dancer and everybody can't be a Victoria's Secret model. And you know what's beautiful about it? Everybody doesn't want them. I have a friend, beautiful friend, known her for years, and she does not like chiseled men. She likes guys that kind of have, I guess what you call the dad bod. And she never has. We were friends because I was always too well built to date her. This was years ago, but I'm just saying, I remember saying, I don't like guys that like all chiseled, you know, work out in the gym all the time. I like the guys kind of pudgy a little bit. I was like, really? Because she's a beautiful girl. Knew her in college. Nah, I don't like those guys. Believe it or not, there are guys that don't like the supermodel looking girls. I know. Crazy, right? I know dudes that like girls that are kind of chubs. That's what they prefer. Who doesn't want a cute, chubby girl? Lots of people, but I like cute, chubby girls. I think they're cute. Anyway, the point is, to each his own. And I don't know what you're looking for your kids, but I'm gonna burst some people's bubbles right now. Earmuffs if you don't want to hear this. But your spouse is not the most beautiful woman in the world. If you're a lady, Your husband's not the most beautiful woman in the world. Your spouse is not, or the most handsome. He's not the most athletic. He's not the smartest. You're not the most, whatever. Give me your most, and I will tell you, you ain't it. And that's okay. Because, see, when I was a kid, I was raised to think of things differently. Okay, I'll give you an example. I cannot play center for the Lakers. So if we look at equality, what are you going to give me? Do I get shoes that let me jump higher? Do I get to wear stilts? Or do I get to cut the legs off of the other person? In other words, we're all given the same resources if we're talking about equality. So what can you do to make yourself equal to Einstein? I'm just curious. What can you do to make yourself equal to Rene Descartes? What can you do to make yourself equal to, Da Vinci? Picasso? I can tell you this. I suck at art. There is nothing you can do that is going to make my art, you know, masterful. I'm not good at it. I mean, I could learn it. I know how to draw, but I'm not an artist. Now, I could cry about it. I could look for some equality. Why don't y'all make me equal? Why is it that somebody's art is better? I mean, I think it's subjective anyway, number one. A lot of the art that I see, I chuckle at. A lot of stuff, Picasso. The family that we worked for had two Picassos in their house. I would go by and look at them and go, what's the big deal? I didn't see it. But he's a big deal to somebody. But what about the artist that isn't getting all the what resources do you need? You got paint, you got a canvas, you got a palette, you got your little French hat, you know, and your jacket, whatever. Go paint. You got all the resources. Why is it that they don't all have equality? Do you think Picasso's canvas is better than somebody else's? Are his paints any better than somebody else's? What more could you do from an equality standpoint? It would all have to be subjective. Some critic says, I love this guy over this guy. Who's controlling the equality meter, the equality lever, the equality button? Who's controlling it? I have an answer for you when we get back. I think I know who controls it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I know you feel guilty, man. You feel responsible for our struggles, and that's okay. But I want you to know that I don't see you that way. I see you as someone who cares, someone who wants to make a difference. And that's why I want to offer you something. I want to offer you my respect. Not because of your skin color or your position as my teacher, but because of who you are. You're a person who has made mistakes, just like the rest of us, but you're willing to learn from them. You're willing to be better, and that's something I admire. I know respect may not seem like a big deal, but it is. It's a powerful thing. It can build bridges, create connections, and change the world. And that's what I want for us. I want us to build a connection, to see each other as equals, and to work towards a better
I don't know if you've seen that video, but that's got to be one of the cutest little kids. And it's a little black kid, and he's essentially speaking to a teacher, and he's saying, hey, look, don't see me as a little black kid. See me as a human being and treat me with respect. Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. We're talking about equality versus equity. And the real thing we're talking about is, why are we talking about either one of them? You live in a place where we are the most equal you're ever going to be. You are not equal to anybody. I'm going to tell you right now, I don't care what it is you choose. I don't care what it is you do, what it is you aspire to do. You are not equal to anybody. And the only competitor you should have is yourself. Be a better person every day than you were the day before. That's your competition. If you're competing against anything other than that, shame on you. I used to tell people in martial arts, there'd be a guy, he can't stretch. And there's some little girl over there who's full splits and she's all, huh, little ballerina. And I tell the guy, stop looking over there. You don't have her body. It's going to take you a long time to get that stretch. Don't worry about her. Worry about yours. But Mr. Jackson, if you did have that kind of flexibility, who knows what you'd do. But you can get it. I don't know if you're going to get what she... There are people that are contortionists. I was never that flexible. But I made it up. And I use the analogy of, I'm never going to be the center for the Lakers. I knew, or any other basketball team. I was never the center for any basketball team unless I was playing with 12-year-old kids when I was an adult. I was never going to be the center. I told this story. I used to admire, and still do, I admire Sammy Kosuke, the way he ran the 800 meters. He'd run a 60-second 800-meter, a quarter, and a 45-second quarter the second time. Nobody runs it that way. You're usually exhausted. But he would run a relatively slow first quarter. He would joke, we'd need the points. And then he'd just fly through. And run a 45-second quarter mile in the second quarter mile. It's unheard of. Well, here's my point. Sammy admired my speed in the 100. I admired his speed in the 800. I could not run him in the 800. He could not run me in the 100. End of story. We found the things that we were good at, and we admired those things in ourselves. And I didn't go, man, whatever, 800, you can't run no 100. I wasn't going to denigrate them. That's what our education system does. It makes people go, well, I'm not as good as that person in this, and I'm not as good as... Who cares? Equality means individual or group of people is given the same resources or opportunities. So let me ask you this. How long do you think it would take before equality was done if you gave everybody a dozen donuts in the morning? Would they? Because somebody's going to eat one. Oh, shoot, you got some donuts? They're going to eat them right away. Another person who's maybe more industrious will go, you know what? I'm going to sell these donuts and make myself some money. And it wouldn't take an hour before equality is gone. Hey, well, Kevin, we're all given the opportunity. Okay, you're right. So that's the definition of equality. Now, what is equity? Equity recognizes each person has different circumstances and allocates the exact resources and opportunities needed to reach what? An equal outcome. These people that believe in diversity, inclusion, and equity want you to believe that they can give you the right outcome based on what they do. So if you grow up and you didn't have a daddy and somebody grew up and they had a daddy, I don't know, what are they going to do? Find you a new daddy? Explain to me how you're going to make it equitable. Well, Kevin, what we'll do is we will make up for the dad. Really? Show me how you do that. As a kid who didn't have his dad and was raised by his grandparents and had a grandfather, show me how you're going to make my experience a dad experience. Right now, I have a brother. His name is Don Andre. Don Andre tracked me down. He's my younger brother. He tracked me down and said, man, we have the same father. And you know what I found out from Don Andre? He did not have a single picture of our dad. My dad talked about me and my brother, his older brother as well, half-brother, my full brother. He talked about us to the point where this man, decades later, knew he had brothers, doted on him, used to tell people, I have big brothers. And now he's well into his, you know, he's older, and he's going, you know, Kev, I still feel like that little kid who's so happy to have found my brothers. You know, and he's excited about it. But I'll tell you this, didn't have an equitable arrangement with our father. He didn't have a single picture. Our other younger brother, younger than he is, David, gave him pictures so he could see what his dad looked like. Our father didn't have a single picture. Mother passed away. Did my dad stay to raise him? No. Went to prison right after that. So he never got to know his father. Never knew he had brothers. How's his life? Let me ask you. As a kid who grew up without his dad, I can guarantee you there is nothing the government can do to make up for me not having my father. Nothing. How are you going to make that equitable? And you know, while a lot of black kids, we have a chip on our shoulder because we're never going to have that equality. At the time, we don't even have our mothers. In my case, my mother died. It wasn't because she was a crackhead and left us or did something else. So, show me equity. Show it to me anywhere. Oh, Kevin, we'll give people, look at their circumstances, give them resources, and then it'll have an equal outcome. Show me where that occurs. You give this kid, oh, this school, the Latino school, doesn't have computers. Okay, so the equalizer is you're going to give them all computers. And then what? They can all become what? Computer programmers? If they don't have the familial environment and the societal environment that encourages them to do different and be better and change behaviors, patterns and behaviors, it doesn't matter what you do. You can't engineer equity. You can't engineer equality. Some people run faster, jump higher. Some people have more intellect or ability to understand concepts than others. Some people are amazing artists and can conceptualize that more than you could ever do in 50 lifetimes. Some people are natural musicians. Some people are just love. They gravitate to mechanical things, or they see puzzles and they can solve them, and etc. And you may have pieces, bits and pieces of all of it, but I guarantee you this, of the 8 billion plus people that are alive today and the 7 billion plus people that have left this earth, I guarantee you not a single one of us is equal or equitable. None of us. But the left say they can solve that problem for us, folks. Just give them enough money, they can solve it. They can create equality and equity for all. And then they give it nice little names, diversity, equity, and inclusion. It's diversity, inclusion, and equity. Or they give it something else. Oh, it's such and such. The cutesy little names. And let me tell you, at the end of the day, they can't solve any problem. All they're doing is creating billions and billions of people that believe themselves to be individuals, and you are nothing more than human beings. And if we treated ourselves with respect that way, the world would be very different.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.